Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The third baseman, Darnell Coles. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Brian Harper. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting ninth. The DH, Scotty Madison. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Frank Tanana. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The DH, Ron Washington. Batting second. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting third. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting sixth. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Steve Lombardozzi. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Mickey Hatcher. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Frank Viola. And now, play ball. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Hatcher. Coles reaches second base with a double. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Coles scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Harper. Puckett reaches second base with a double. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brookins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Puckett moves to third. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Puckett scores. Harbeck moves to second. It's Tigers, 1, Twins, 1. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coles throws to second for one, and Brookins throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Harbeck scores. Gaetti moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-1, Twins. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner takes first base on ball four. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-1, Twins. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon strikes out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scotty Madison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Tigers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Puckett hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Washington. The throw from Parrish and he is out, Trammell applying the tag. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harbeck hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Coles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Tigers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brunansky hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Twins. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-1 in the game. Gaetti hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Laudner takes first base on ball 4. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Lombardozzi hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hatcher hits a fly ball into right field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Lemon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards second. Lombardozzi can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Herndon trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Tigers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0 for 1 in the game. Gagne hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Twins. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Chuck Carey now pitching. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Puckett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Washington moves to third. Puckett moves to second. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harbeck hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 10-1, Twins. Randy O'Neill now pitching. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Brunansky takes first base on ball 4. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 2 in the game. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Laudner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Harper. Laudner reaches second base with a double. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Lombardozzi hits a fly ball into right field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Scotty Madison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madison is 0 for 1 in the game. Madison hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gaetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 2 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Coles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brookins moves to second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Tigers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Collins now playing right field. Brian Harper now catching. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gagne hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Collins who is chasing the ball. Gagne reaches third base with a triple. Alwoods pinch hits for Ron Washington. Alwoods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods takes first base on ball 4. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gagne scores. Woods moves to second. It's 11-1, Twins. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Puckett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woods moves to third. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Harbeck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Woods scores. Puckett moves to second. It's 12-1, Twins. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Brunansky hits a fly ball into right field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Puckett moves to third. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-3 in the game. Gaetti strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 12, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. John Butcher now pitching. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-2 in the game. Harper hits a pop-up towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-2 in the game. Herndon hits a line drive towards short. Gagne reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 12, and the Tigers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Laudner takes first base on ball 4. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Lombardozzi hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hatcher hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Herndon. Hatcher reaches second base with a double. Laudner moves to third. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got one RBI. Gagne strikes out. Two outs. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Woods strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 12, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Scotty Madison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madison is 0-for-2 in the game. Madison hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Laudner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Brookins hits a line drive towards first. Harbeck reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Spillman pinch hits for Alan Trammell. Harry Spillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spillman hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Spillman reaches second base with a double. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Coles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 12, and the Tigers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Walt Durrell now pitching. Harry Spillman now playing third base. Darnell Coles now playing shortstop. Mike Loggia now playing first base. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Coles fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Beane pinch hits for Kent Harbeck. Billy Beane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beane hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Terrell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Beane for the out. Puckett moves to second. One out. Randy Bush pinch hits for Tom Brunansky. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Puckett moves to third. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-4 in the game. Gaetti takes first base on ball 4. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and 3 walks. Laudner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 12, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Beane now playing left field. Randy Bush now playing right field. Mickey Hatcher now playing first base. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-3 in the game. Harper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Collins moves to second. Dave Bergman pinch hits for Chet Lemon. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman hits a fly ball into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Collins moves to third. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-3 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Collins scores. Harper moves to second. It's 12-2, Twins. Mike Laga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laga hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scotty Madison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madison is 0 for 3 in the game. Madison hits a fly ball into left field. Bean settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 12, and the Tigers 2. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Sheridan now playing center field. Dave Bergman now playing right field. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Lombardozzi takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Hatcher is called out on strikes. 1 out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 2 for 4 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gagne hits a fly ball into center field. Sheridan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Coles fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 12, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Pastore now pitching. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harry Spillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spillman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Spillman hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi catches it and throws to first to double up Brookins. 2 outs. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Coles takes first base on ball 4. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 12, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.